the water out of the Barmer Forest, of course, has inundated the forest, and we have a black river in Echuca, and that's caused by the rapid breakdown of leaf litter on the forest floor. The only problem we have is there's also some low oxygen levels. So if you're cruising between Barmer and around about that Echuca area, it's not uncommon to see the crays coming up, and they're coming out of the water, walking up the bank to get a bit of air. And for the first time ever in any of the boys' experience who work on the boats, at the Emmylou mooring the other day, they saw a 60-centimetre cod just floating in the shallows, and I think that's probably because of the lack of oxygen in the deep water, which is a bit of a shame, and I guess that means intervention with water systems all over again. But it is a flooded river, and it's an exciting river.
Okay. In fact, that black water will come and go relatively quickly, won't it? It's as long as it keeps flowing, it should become alleviated fairly quickly.
Well, that's what we're a bit concerned about, Jonathan. It's been like that now for nearly 2 weeks, and we're told there was to be an environmental flow out of the Goulburn River, and obviously being downstream of Barmer, but we haven't seen any significant impact yet. So we're hoping that it doesn't end up in another war cool situation. I'm sure it won't, but it is a black river.
Okay. And talking of the Murray Crays coming up out of the water, now, we did a story on this in another part of the Murray River system when it went to Blackwater, probably was the war call. There are laws about walking along and just picking them all up, isn't there?
Yes, you're not allowed to do them. So please sit back, enjoy, watch, but don't take.
Rats. On one level, rats, but of course from an environmental and preservation point of view, absolutely understood.
Yes, and of course you're coming from a man who thinks that, for me, fishing is a complicated way of drowning worms, so we'll move on from there.
Look, you and I are of the same vote there. The only way I'd go catching Murray, the big lovely yabbies out of there, is to walk along and pick them up, you know, to actually think about having to put something into a place where I can't see. No.
Yes, apparently, apart from magnificent bird life out at Barmer at the moment, the fish are extremely plentiful, and fishermen are catching their baglocks very, very quickly. But I'm all for leaving them in the river personally.
Later, if there's time, I'll tell you a story about a friend of mine. Now, so the river's looking a bit black but still flowing. What else have you got on your agenda?
Well, Jonathan, it's not that many sleeps to that very magic day, the 25th of December, so...
It's exactly a month today.
Oh, isn't it frightening? Time flies so quickly.
Hang on, exactly a month yesterday. It's the 26th, for goodness sakes.
Correct.
Yeah,
correct.
Sorry.
So we're celebrating Christmas on the river, and that's the night where the churches of Echuca and Moama all get together, and they have the actors literally in the bush, and the spectators, the viewers, the audience are cruising on the boat to see the Christmas story. And it won an award last year from the Uniting Church, and this year they've created a new story, a brace around the theme of the Christmas story, but it's how we celebrated Christmas in our street. So that will be on the evenings of the 16th of December at 7 o'clock, the 20th of December at 7 o'clock, and then on Tuesday night, the 21st of December, it'll be at 7 o'clock, and then a twilight one at 9 o'clock. So great responses. It is unique. It's not done anywhere else in the world. So a great way to view the Christmas story.
Yeah, I've heard of street theatre, but never river theatre before.
Well, I think it's fantastic because it's all about community. It's you know, just ordinary, everyday people acting out the Christmas story in the bush, and it goes down very, very well.
I bet it does. So four opportunities. Is that the sort of thing you should book for?
Yes, it is, Jonathan.
Just through the normal, what would you call them, paddle steamer offices, or is there another way?
Yes, you can do it through the Pride of Murray booking office. I can give you that number. It's 5482-5244. Or the girls at the Visitor Information Centre will assist people because they're fantastic.
Or the VIC.
Yes, they're great there.
It is really good. Well, that's a really nice way for a lot of different organisations to come together to celebrate Christmas in Echuca Moama.
Yes, and all the money that's proceeds of those nights goes to the Christmas Bowl Appeal to help those in need. So there's a nice way of giving at the same time.
Very Christmassy indeed. And, Vern, this is very embarrassing. I cannot read any notes in front of me about what you'd like to go next with.
Well, just continuing the Christmas theme, we have our Moama Lions Club Carols by Candlelight. That's at the Caribbee Sound Shell, and that's on the 19th of December from 7:30, and that's a great venue, Jonathan. It's just as you go over the bridge into Moama, that lovely lawned area.
It's where the market's held, isn't it?
That's correct, yep. Yes. And so BYO chairs or blankets, and due to fire restrictions, they're saying don't bring any candles. They'll be selling those battery-operated ones. But that's a great night too, and if you have a family, and I think sometimes when you don't have a family, you're a little older, it's just lovely to bring along your deck chair and see the little ones just bouncing around and joyously enjoying the evening.